This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAprepares.com. Today's theme, it's our turn to expose more of the corruption. Your next instructor is delightful, and I'm really pleased to be broadcasting with her today. I know her. I met her. She and her daughters drove out from California to be with us at the Get Prepared Expo. She spent time with your instructors, and she was with us for Friday and Saturday and Sunday, and then she stayed to be with us at the Monday meetup at Jimmy's Egg. And I believe that she did that so that she could provide the kind of education that's available at USA Prepares for her daughters and herself, and to meet some of the instructors that you hear on the air. I'm delighted to welcome Laura from California. Welcome, Laura. Laura, are you there? Well, I just hear me. Hey, Laura, are you there? Okay, so John is going to attempt to bring Laura back on, and he's going to call her back. And let me tell you a couple of things that I'd like us to pursue here at USA Prepares. I wrote some notes prior to the broadcast while I was having oats for breakfast. Here are some of the areas that we could really use some assistance in. We'd love it if you have experience in the following areas and would consider talking with me about joining our faculty at USAprepares.com. And here's how it works. Nobody gets paid. All of us are volunteers. And your message will be heard. And we will, if you want, let those who are part of our broadcast classroom, we'll let them know, we'll let our class know how to contact you. So here's what we're interested in. Trusts, foundations, tax avoidance. Now, tax evasion is illegal. Tax avoidance is not illegal. Starting a business, basic auto mechanics, buying tires, the trades of electricians, plumbers, and roofers. So those are the areas that we're interested in. And if you'd like to be part of our faculty, please give me a call at the farm, 417-462-1105. 417-462-1105. Laura is with us. Laura, I'm delighted to be broadcasting with you. And I announced that you were at the expo for 3 days. You stayed over for the meetup on the following Monday, and you spent some time with the instructors, and you introduced your daughters to our faculty, and you've become a faculty member in California. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Can you hear me all right now?
Yes, we certainly can. So, Laura, you've had an experience in your family that the kind of things that we've been talking about here at USA Prepares, it involved the cops, and it involved your son. And he wasn't treated very nicely. So would you share with us what this whole thing was about? Let's start with the age of your son.
Okay. Can I take a really small detour before we start that? I wanted to thank you and John Stadtmiller really sincerely from, you know, on behalf of the entire listening audience, because you guys have enabled, you know, so many people to get information that they would not have normally had. And I believe that this information with you and all the rest of the instructors, this information is going to save lives, and it's going to save millions of dollars in the best case scenario. So I wanted to thank you because I think you're underappreciated. And I met John at the expo, and I know he sacrificed a lot also. And I want to let him know that I really appreciate that, and so do millions of other people. So thank you so much.
Well, it's certainly appreciated, the efforts of John Stadtmiller, you, our instructors. I really appreciate it because you're ringing the bell as well. And you know, Laura, what happens, I believe, is if a person has a problem with a car, let's just say an automobile, and something goes wrong, and they think, you know, we'll bring it to the dealer and let's find out what's going on, and they get it fixed, they may think that they're the only one that has that exact problem. And actually, it could be a defect, but they don't know that. But what we try to do here at USA Prepares is when we see something, we ring the alarm so that people say, wait a minute, that's happening to me too, that very same thing. So it's not just me. It's a whole bunch of us that are having those problems. And that's why we have such a large broadcast classroom worldwide, because we are showing that it's not just an individual that's having these problems. Just like the previous hour's broadcast, the hospitals. We received a call from a hospital employee in California. He says the same things are happening in California in the hospital where he worked. So that's why I'm delighted to be part of this, because I'm learning from our instructors as well.
Well, you definitely have a huge library that's an asset for people that you've accumulated over the years. I mean, there's not enough time in the day to learn everything that there is on your website. So if people don't know that, there's an archive on Vincent's website for, I don't even know how far back it goes, but if you like what you're hearing and you want to hear more and you can't wait till tomorrow, you can go to Vincent's website and see it, because it's probably there.
So what happened to your son in California? And let's start with how old he is.
My son is 17 and a half years old. He's a good kid. He's a 4.0 student. He does high school and college classes. He has a full-time job that he drives over 40,000 miles a year to go to, is never late, and doesn't have a parking ticket. So he's beyond, you know, most 17-year-old capabilities. He's very mature for his age.
And what happened?
Do you want me to continue with what happened?
Yeah, please do.
Okay, so it was a Tuesday night, the night before Veterans Day, and his girlfriend was turning 16 the next day. He's 17. Which was a Wednesday. And so he asked for special permission to go to the movies, and he wanted to give her gift at midnight, right when she turned 16. So we allowed him to stay out later than usual, and his girlfriend had permission to stay out. So they went to a special new cinema, one of those new fancy ones, as a treat, and they stopped at a park. He gave her the watch at midnight. It was a cute little watch. And when he was pulling out, a police officer pulled up behind him. It was about 12:04. And basically, he was put into handcuffs for being out past curfew, and put in the back seat of the car. And my son said that the whole time, all he kept saying was, for curfew, like, is this really necessary for curfew? And they asked for permission to search his car, and he said, no, you don't have a warrant to search my car. And they said, the female officer said, well, you're under arrest. We can do whatever we want. And by now, she'd called for backup, so it looked like he robbed a bank. Apparently, there was at least four vehicles on the scene, and they're by themselves in a park in a little suburb with a you know, overlooking the city view. And anyway, so he said that he was pretty roughed up when they were, when the female officer was searching, you know, his body before she stuck him in a police car. And they searched the vehicle, and of course they didn't find anything illegal or anything that they wanted, and they towed the car away. And so, yeah, that's what happened.
Okay, so he told them that they did not have permission to search his vehicle, and they did it anyway.
Yes, did, and they said
did they, did they take up the carpeting, and did they, you know, remove the floor mats, and did they leave the car in a mess?
Yeah, there was a lot of things in the back that had been, I would say yes to that. As a matter of fact, it wasn't just the female officer. By then, the backup had come, and I guess several of the officers joined in searching it. And I mean, they went so far as to even, like, search the little gift bag to make sure that, you know, there wasn't anything illegal happening there. So, and by then, both parents had been called. So my husband was down there, you know, 12:30 at night, and, you know, the girl's mom was down there, and, you know, my husband said, "What in the world is my son doing in the back of that squad car? Get him out of there." And the police officer said, "Oh, it's for his own safety." And honest God, if I hear one more thing that's happening, take our rights away for our own safety, it's just unbelievable. And got him out of the car, and got her out of the car. The girlfriend was in the back. She didn't have handcuffs on. But apparently, because they searched his car without permission, they had to tow the car. So they towed the car, and that cost $500 to get the car out. And it sat there for, what, 6-7 hours in the tow yard. You know, we were down there first thing in the morning to get it out. But it's just crazy. It's just, you know, and the more I learn about this, parents really need to know about this law, because apparently, from what I understand, it's not an infraction. It's a misdemeanor to be out. And they've changed. Now, I have two sets of kids. I have older ones, too. From, you know, we're, you know, my husband and I decided to have more kids. So, when my kids were little, my first set were little, I think it was 11 or 11:30. Now, since this incident happened, I found out it's 10. So, and it's 10 o'clock. Is it music time? 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
7
yeah,
well,
yeah, hold that thought about the curfew time.
Yes.
And let's talk more about what's this curfew for? Laura's with us, and she's in California, and she's outraged, and she should be, as all of us should be. We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Attention, USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Laura's with us, and Laura is a mother in California, and her 17-and-a-half-year-old son was handcuffed by the cops. Extra cops were called because her son and his 16-year-old girlfriend were out past curfew in a park, and they were roughed up. Their car was illegally searched without a warrant, and the car was towed, and the family now is faced a $500 towing charge. And I'm sure there are other things that you're facing, but okay, let's talk about this curfew, and then what actions are being brought against your son?
Well, here's the thing. People need to understand there's two things that have happened with this. One is the police did not, they escalated the situation much more than it needed to be, which is, it seems like it's systematic now. If you can't, you know, decompress the situation where you've got two teenage kids that are, you know, not, that are sitting in a park, to the point where they're having to be roughed up and put in the back of the police car, you know, I told my son, you're lucky you didn't get shot, because God forbid if he had a Subway sandwich in his hand or something. We've all heard of, you know, kids getting shot or anybody getting shot with just something in their hand. Now, I've taught my kids, if you see a police officer, you've got to make sure they can see that your hands are empty, because, you know, we all know what the result can be if not. And, you know, I have one of my cousins works for the same agency, the policeman, and, you know, he's asked me, please file a report, because this is the kind of behavior that makes you look bad when I go to work. And if this person can't de-escalate this situation, how are they going to handle one that's severe? You know, my son weighs 140 pounds. He's not, you know, a 220-pound linebacker for a football team or something. He's a small kid. Why did he have to be, you know, put in the back of a car for his own safety and, you know, have handcuffs? I've never experienced the backseat of a police car. I mean, I can't even imagine. I'm just, my son is just, can't believe it. It's just shocking that, you know, have the thought of him being in the backseat like that. Okay, so that's one issue. And the other issue is this curfew law is actually a misdemeanor. And people need to understand, I had no idea. I would have not, I mean, I knew that you could get in trouble if you're out till midnight. If you're out, it's basically designed, so they say, to keep, you know, gangs and have a way to keep gang children off the street. But the law got in. But obviously, that was its intent. And now it's gotten to the point where it's, you know, micromanaging. So what that means is if the curfew is 10 o'clock, 7 days a week, and your child goes to a school football game and then stops on the way home to get an ice cream cone, literally, they could have a misdemeanor, and they have to put that on their college application. So that means your application is now put into a separate stack of people. We might want to read the reason why they have a misdemeanor. But basically what it means is you're not going to get into college. And that you having an ice cream on a Friday night after a football game at 10:30 and not getting into college for that is ridiculous. But that is really a true fact. So parents need to understand that this is an actual misdemeanor. It's not an infraction. So that's what we're facing here.
Laura, let me read to you the City of San Diego Police Department's curfew violations. And this is on their website. It says, exercising parental authority regarding curfew violations. Parents should know the activities and the whereabouts of their minor children under 18 years old and make sure that they are home during curfew hours, which is the period from 10 p.m. any evening of the week until 6 a.m. the following day in the City of San Diego. And then it talks about minors can be cited for curfew violations under this section, which also defines 10 defenses to prosecution. So here are the 10 defenses. If you're accompanied by the minor's parent or guardian or a responsible adult on an errand that at the direction of the minor's parent or guardian or responsible adult, without any detour or stop. Another one is in a motor vehicle involved in interstate travel, in an employment activity, or going to or returning from an employment activity without any detour or stop. And I'll continue when we come back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimpliSafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Lawrence with us. Lawrence in California. She's telling us a story about her son, a 17-year-old young man who is an excellent student, a 4.0 student. And her son was roughed up by the cops in California. and one car wasn't enough. It looks like they had four or more. And, Laura, I was chatting with one of our boys, one of our sons, and I said to him, so how would you define royalty? And he was very young, probably 11 years old. And he said, oh, that's easy. Those are the ones who are willing to kill more people than anybody else. That's how he defined royalty. And then I was chatting with him recently, and I said, you know, in a grid down situation, I don't think government employees are going to show up for work. They're just going to stay at home. He said, oh, no, Dad. No, no, no. The cops are going to go into business for themselves. They're going to use their uniforms, their badges, and their guns for private enterprise. And they're going to be robbing people on the highway for their own benefit. And as you tell me this story, it seems like we're heading down that direction. I think he might be right. And so let me read a few of these other.
Vincent, I yes. hate to tell you this, but I see that. I hadn't thought of that before, but I believe your son, and I hate to say it. Oh, that's awful.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you the rest of this, if I may. And that is, we're talking about the curfew violations in San Diego and the 10 defenses for prosecution. Another defense from prosecution is that a person under 17 would be involved in an employment activity or going to or returning from an employment activity without any detour or stop. Another one is involved in an emergency. Now, you mentioned stopping for an ice cream cone. So let's say, or it could be a hamburger, or it could be a soft drink or whatever, something, a bite to eat. So on the way home from work, stopping at one of those fast food joints, which we don't recommend anyway, just doing that and getting a soda, for example, which we don't recommend, could cause you to violate curfew and be handcuffed. Another defense is if you're on the sidewalk abutting your residence. So if you're in front of your house on the sidewalk, but not in front of your neighbor's house, in front of your house. Okay? Another one is if you're attending or returning home from, without detour or stop, an official school, religious, or other recreational activity supervised by adults and sponsored by the City of San Diego, a civic organization, or another similar entity that takes responsibility for the minor. Another one is exercising or returning home from exercising without any detour or stop. Another one is traveling between activities listed above, and another one is emancipated pursuant to law. But here is another point. In addition, parents can be cited if they knowingly permit or by insufficient control the minor to be present in any public area or on the premises of any establishment within the City of San Diego during curfew hours. So not only can your son be cited, you can too. This is nuts.
You can't go to a 9 o'clock movie anymore, can you?
No, and then what we need to do is go to the movie theater owners and have them show up at the mayor's house and say, you know what? We don't like
you
this.
You know, they're already battling the, you know, the owners of movie theaters are already battling that, you know, outrageous prices and competition to stay home and watch TV with all this streaming. Mm-hmm. I mean, a kid can't even go to a movie anymore. And a family of four can't go to a movie without, you know, if you want to buy all the goodies, you're looking at $175 to go to the movies. So it's just, everything's upside down right now, everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's all upside down.
I met this woman, my wife met this woman at the hospital when my mom was there in Springfield. And we were talking about this cop, Andrew Spencer. And Andrew Spencer was a cop in the city of, it's a 1.25 square mile city. It's a little tiny city in Sparta, Missouri. And he tased one of my friends, a 68-year-old farmer. And we talked about him and how we would not go to Sparta and we will go all around, you know, all the roads around Sparta. We would not travel through Sparta no matter what. Well, we talked about on the air how, Why aren't the businesses in Sparta up in arms about this, you know, this little city known as a toll booth? Well, the community or the village isn't interested in stopping the police. Well, this guy, Andrew Spencer, the cop, gets promoted to police chief. He tases three more people, as I've been told. Tases three more people, and then the ultimate icing on this cake is someone called about a dog. So Andrew Spencer goes out of his jurisdiction as a police chief, grabs this dog, puts a dog in a cage, and gets another call to a car crash. So he shoots the dog in the cage and goes to the car crash. These are the kinds of people that we're talking about. Now, the person in the hospital was talking with Mrs. Finelli, said, you know, Sparta used to be a great place. The cops used to go to the ball games. They used to root for, you know, the town ball teams at the school games, and they were part of the village, and it was wonderful, and the cops would go to where the young drivers would hang out, you know, on a Friday night, and they'd all drive to a location. The cops would be there with them, and they'd have a great old time. So the cops were part of the village. Well, they have this new regime, and now the cops are ticketing everyone they can, and they've destroyed the village. So this woman who used to love living there hates living in her own town because it's been destroyed by the government of Sparta. And that's what you're talking about. You're talking about the cops abusing their alleged power that was derived from we the villagers. They need to be stopped. And I think it starts at the mayor's house. I think if enough people go to the mayor's houses and say, hey, listen, here, I'd like to chat with you. And if the mayor's not home, leave him a note on the front door. Can you imagine the attention you might get by leaving a note taped to the front door of the mayor's houses all over the country? Just stop by. Wanted to let you know we're not happy. Give me a call. Here's my phone number. Here's the problem. Do you know what that would do? These guys would be concerned. They'd be concerned that people know where they live.
Yeah.
It's reversing what the cops do to us when they show up at our house with two or three or four cars with guns. But what I'm hearing is an outrage, Laura.
Well, it gets worse.
Here's a story.
That's only like half
okay.
the story right now. Okay.
All right, let's hear the other half.
Okay, well, you know, like I said, I have a relative who's also San Diego PD. And normally what they do is they call the, you know, parents to come get them and, you know, they're on their merry way. But because my son said, no, they're not going to search the car, they searched the car. They had to tow the car. And, you know, also with my son being put in handcuffs, my husband and myself were really upset about the way he was roughed up for, you know, nothing. My husband said that he'd like to file a complaint against the officer. We had a someone from higher ranks call our home and ask my husband about a week or two later, would you still like to file a complaint? My husband said, yes, I would. He said, okay, I'm going to call you back. And instead of hearing a phone call back, about a week later, we get a letter in the mail saying that he has to show up to a probation officer, or send us. So, I went to try to get an incident report because my son was not ticketed. There was no incident that we knew of at the time. There was no documentation. So now I've got something in my hand to be able to go get a copy of the supposed incident. And I went to the police department, and you can only imagine the city of this town. You can only get an incident report on Wednesday mornings from 8 to 12. So this happened on Friday that I got the letter. So now, actually, I should say the package. And there's a huge amount of information that we're supposed to bring to this probation meeting. Okay. One of them is a consent to treat, a medical consent to treat my son. Well, that's obviously not happening. But why that's in this package is unbelievable. I mean, they want his medical insurance card. They want his, they've got a family data sheet where they want to know everything about every one of my kids, regardless to whether or not they're minors, their addresses, their dates of birth, and who they work for. It's like a hit list. When I got this package, I was not happy. They want his birth certificate, mine and my husband's social security cards, his report cards, I just called up this gentleman, and I told him he was barking up the wrong tree. And her intent of this is for, you know, gang members. And now my son's being grouped in as one of them, and he's being asked for a medical consent for, dental information. This is just ridiculous. For past curfew. And this is just unbelievable. This is martial law for kids. I mean, this is how it happens, you guys. This is how it starts. And it's not going to get any better until, like Vincent said, people stand up. And when they find out that if their kid stops for an ice cream on a way home from a football game on a Friday night and their kid doesn't get to go into college because of something like that, I think that when they wake up to that, they're going to be upset. I don't think people understand that. I certainly did not.
Laura, as you're describing this, I can see the next step. The next step in this case building that they are doing against your son will be if they stop him again and he ends up in court for whatever reason, and it could be no reason, it could be just trumped up, kind of like this is. The judge can say, son, I can see you're quite a handful. It looks like four or five police cars were involved at your last incident. It looks like you had to be handcuffed because for your own safety. For your own safety, you had to be handcuffed. You are quite a handful. Now, I'd like to be lenient, but I can't because of your record. Can you imagine that? We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
You know, so what does that cop say when she comes back, you know, for debriefing, you know, at the end of the shift? Well, guys, thanks so much. Well, that was a really rough one. You know, I really needed your help because those two teenagers, it could have really spiraled out of control. You know, they were out there, and we needed all of you guys to, you know, to make sure no one got killed. Laura, there's a post I'm going to put on the website right after the broadcast. It says, man tries to save a stray cat, and the cops shoot him to death. And this is in Dothan, and I believe it's Alabama. It doesn't say that. But so here's a guy who finds a stray cat in need of help. So he brings the cat to a nearby shelter where it can be provided with food and shelter. And so the shelter wants this guy's identification. They want his driver's license. He says, well, look, I'm a sovereign citizen, and I don't have a government-issued identification card. But I'll give you some other identification. And the shelter decides that, you know, this guy who dropped his cat off didn't, you know, prove who he was. So they call the cops. The cops come, and they decide they're going to arrest this guy. They're going to arrest this guy for dropping off the cat, and they go to arrest him, and he gets tased. The man gets tased, and he decides that this is not going so well, and he's going to resist arrest because he hasn't done anything other than drop this cat off. So what does the cop do? He shoots him in the stomach and kills him.
It's a scary world. I mean, we're going to have to keep our kids, you know, in the house to protect them from the blue plague.
Laura, are you finding in California that other parents, are they seeing the same kind of plague that we talk about here, or are they...
I don't know of any kid that has to be in by 10 o'clock. I've told my kids, raise my kids, nothing could happen after midnight. So whatever's going on, I want you home before midnight. Most kids are, you know, out past that. And so parents need to know, I mean, it's 10 o'clock on Friday and Saturday night. So you've barely got time to get home. If you're going to go to a football game or a basketball game, you've barely got time to get home. And you better not be stopping. I mean... Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's just unbelievable. Well, and I'll tell you, I feel that this package of, you know, which is meant to intimidate and harass us, obviously, I mean, asking for medical, asking for my family data sheet of where all of my children were born, regardless to whether or not they're minors and their home addresses and who their employers are. I mean, this package is really evasive. And this is meant because we said we wanted to file against a police officer. And so this is intimidation.
Yeah, it is. And also, if they have those addresses, they can track your children as being related to you by their cell phones.
That's right. I was pretty heated when I got this. First of all, it said that it was dated on the 4th. And I didn't get it till last week, so however long that was. I only had 4 days' worth of notice, so I didn't even have enough time to read the report, which now I'm going to get tomorrow. And then the next day we're supposed to go in and meet this gentleman. And I told him, I said, I read those documents that you're asking for, and don't count on me bringing them, because I'm not. It's evasive, and it's unwarranted, and I'm not bringing them. I've already told him that. And I asked, I said, is this some kind of a joke? I said, how many kids do you bring in? Like, is this, seriously, what a waste of time. How many kids do you bring in for things like this? And he said, we bring in a couple hundred at least every month. I said, you know what? This is what's wrong. You guys are focused on teenagers. We have terrorists out there, and you guys are using your manpower to chase teenagers in the park. Like, can you get the big picture? And I literally said that to him. I mean, it's just, you know, they're going after us instead of the bad guys. And it's just out of control.
Laura, I think we've determined that the blue plague is filled with bad guys, like the ones who are involved in handcuffing your son for no reason that makes any sense to me. They could have just said, hey, listen, son, you guys need to go home. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next?
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.